Realm of Darkness. Published, 30th of December 2022. As the new year begins, January provides us with some great events to view and photograph. And although there may be some fireworks disturbing your sky watching on New Year's Eve, the nights are still long enough, in the rest of January, to allow a decent amount of astronomy and astrophotography.
4th of January 2023. Quadranted Meteor Shower Peaks.
Wednesday, the 4th of January means that the quadranted meteor shower reaches its peak.
Although it will have been visible from the 28th of December, and will continue to be visible until the 12th of January, if you are unable to view it at its peak. Our enemy, the Moon, is a few days away from reaching a full moon.
However, the ZHR, zenith hourly rate, is estimated to be 110, so you may be able to see a couple of meteors a minute.
If you are in a dark location,
all that is required to view is to locate the Bootes constellation in a northeast direction.
Then get yourself a comfortable position, and then watch. No equipment is required unless attempting to photograph. Earth at perihelion.
The 4th of January means that Earth is at perihelion, or at its closest point to the Sun. Earth's orbit, and the gravitational effects of other objects, means that the Earth orbit varies, and will be about 5 million kilometers, 3.1 million miles, closer to the Earth than it was in July 2022.
6th January. Full Moon.
Friday the 6th means our old enemy, the full moon, returns for the new year. Occurring on the weekend may cause some irritation,
especially for those who like to spend time viewing the nighttime heavens on the weekends.
The January full moon is known as the wolf moon, possibly due to the cold winter nights allowing the wolf howls to be heard clearly.
However, there is no need to howl yourself. You can always use the full moon to practice your astronomy and astrophotography skills, ready for a moonless night. 15th January. M47 good viewing.
Sunday the 15th of January provides a good opportunity to view the M47 open cluster. M47 can be located in the constellation of Puppis, in an east to southeast direction, reaching its highest point around midnight in the south sky,
before disappearing, in a west to southwest direction, in the early morning. While M47 can be spotted without equipment, you will either want a pair of binoculars or a telescope to view with any clarity. 21st January. Mercury at highest point in the morning.
Saturday the 21st of January means that Mercury will be at its highest point. Although not easy to view, if you want to have an attempt before the sun rises,
then it may be worthwhile. New Moon.
Saturday the 21st provides an ideal time to view the night skies, without the hassle of the moon trying to outshine things. Occurring at the weekend may allow you to spend a greater amount of time
attempting to view the heavens. So if you have some equipment, or even if you don't, then find a comfortable location and view or photograph the stars without the moonlight. 26th January. Asteroid 6 Hebe at opposition.
On Thursday the 26th of January, the asteroid 6 Hebe is at opposition
and is in an ideal location for viewing, if you have a 100mm telescope. 31st January. M44 good viewing. The month comes to an end on Tuesday the 31st of January, with a good chance to view the M44 open cluster, also known as the Beehive open cluster.
M44 can be found in between Pollux in the Gemini constellation and Regulus in the Leo constellation. Ideally, you will want a pair of binoculars or a telescope to view, although you can spot without. Associated videos. Darkest Hour, Brightest Night also produce short videos, which are published several days before the event is due to occur. These short videos can be found in the video section of our website or our YouTube channel.
Social media.
Following us on social media will keep you up to date on the events mentioned in this article and other related news and updates.
Support. If you enjoyed the article and would like to help us in creating more content,
then please consider donating via buymeacoffee.com/DHBN. Written by Ben Patmore.
Ben Patmore is an amateur astrophotographer. Feedback. Feedback is always welcomed regarding the article. Our details can be found on our contact page.